Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Go, 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 go ahead. Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done.
It fits so well. This song is perfect. I really wanted to open this up and welcome you guys to Bring It, episode 18, which is called Selena's Makeover Madness. So you can see why the song fits, right? I am your host for today, Robin Ayers. And as you can see, I'm here all by myself due to circumstances. I will be with you guys today. So I hope you don't mind. And we will do another recap for you. But today I'm just going to give you a little bit of something and a little bit of thoughts on what I felt about this episode 18. So I really liked it. I think it was just all up my alley today with like hip hop and, you know, it was just good, the newness of it. And so we'll talk a little bit about that. This week, we know that the whole team is going to go up for the hip hop and the stands battles. And the teams that they're going to be going up against are the Infamous Dancerettes, of course, and the Original Divas of School of Dance. Now, there was another group, and I'm sure you guys saw they happened to drop out for reasons that we don't know yet. So today we're going to focus on the two. And of course, one of my favorite things that I think Miss Diana is doing is the whole battle of the captains, just to see who's going to work it out. Now, here's my opinion. I think that whoever was the captain last week, if that captain won, I think that it's only fitting that the captain should go again, like battle again, a new person. And if that captain, the one who won last week, if they did a great job and they battled this other person, this other girl, then that captain should go again if the captain did a good job. I hope that makes sense to you guys. But that's not how Miss Diana is doing it. She's flipping it up. She's switching it up every single week. And so this week she had Michaela go against Christiana, which I thought that was really cute. Both of them actually really brought it and they really did their thing. So I was kind of proud of them. But I have to agree with Miss Diana and Kayla that Michaela brought it. She did her thing. So, of course, she was chosen. And then you guys could see inside the episode where all the other girls were like, oh, you know, if somebody does something real cold, like a good move, they're like, ah, that was dope. So, yeah, they were, of course, going for Michaela and she wound up getting her her captain for the week, which was, you know, good because she's new. Nobody really knows about her. So she had an opportunity to, you know, present herself and see if she could do a good job. So I'm not mad at that. They, of course, are doing the hip hop solo in the stands. Now, Ken Janae is actually the one who Miss Diana chose for the hip hop solo, and she's another new girl. So we've got two, well, not new as far as the team is concerned, but new to us because we don't usually get to see some of the girls who don't get so much of the spotlight. But this week I was happy that Michaela and Ken Janae were getting the spotlight this week. So, but back to what the story, what we opened up with, the songs, you fancy, huh? Because Selena wanted to get her little girls, her twins, really fancy and get the makeovers because, of course, Miss Diana is always mixing the two of them up and she can't tell who is who. Now, I'm a mom of twins. I don't have identical twins. They're fraternal. But even still, I can sort of relate. Because, you know, people mix my girls up all the time. But I will say this. It doesn't necessarily bother me the way that it does Selena. And I think it's just so interesting how Selena vicariously lives through her girls. We saw this, of course, with, you know, throughout all the episodes with her sort of living through Sanjay. And now we have an opportunity to see it's no different. She's the same with Star and Sky. So she wanted to get the makeovers, which Okay, fine. They're almost 16 years old. I feel like get them cute makeovers. Don't go overboard. But she wound up taking them over to get their, you know, cute little makeovers. And their dad, is it JJ? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but I think it's JJ. I really like him. He's just, I don't know what to say about him. Country, but he's like a feel-good kind of dude. Like, we all relate to a guy who's like JJ. And, of course, he's like, those are my babies. I'm not ready for this whole makeover thing. And I could understand. That's kind of how my husband is. He's just like, don't touch my girls, because I have my twins are girls as well. But they went to get their makeovers. And, of course, one Star or Sky. See, I can't even get their names right. Was like they asked their mom or their dad. They said, do you think Miss Diana's going to be mad at, you know, going so extreme? So there, I'm sure the girls are prepared for Miss Diana's reactions one way or the other. So, of course, they get their makeovers. And then here comes JJ introducing them into practice. So the girls aren't there. Miss Diana's like, where's Star and Sky? And then they interrupted practice and their dad brings them in like these two little princesses. And it's like, okay, I could tell you, I'm not even a part of that group. And I could tell you, don't play with Miss Diana's rehearsals. Get out and like come later or something, but don't interrupt it. Like, how rude is that? And, but he did it anyway, and he did it with class. So they showed up. And of course, Miss Diana was like, what? First of all, you're interrupting my rehearsal. So, okay, these little girls are, they must be worthy, right? And then she's like, I don't like their makeover. She feels like they have too much makeup on. I happen to agree with that because they don't need all that. They're still like young girls. So they didn't need it, but I thought they were really, I just applaud Selena's effort, at least, for trying to get them to look different. That was the whole purpose of the makeovers, was just to have them look different so people could recognize them. Unfortunately, I don't think it worked. I think people still mix them up. And even the moms were like, I don't know, like, just because one has a little bit of different hair color, they still look the same and I still can't tell them apart. So I think she kind of failed at that. But anyway, kudos to you, Selena, for trying to live through your girls and trying to get them all cute and stuff. Anyway, let's move on to Kayla's prom. Wait, first of all, I have to say, Kayla looked amazing. If I could, she probably is going to get mad at me if she finds out about this. Not that I know her or anything, but I'm probably going to jack her outfit and get it made. I probably will, because I think that you could wear that. It was so classy. You could wear it to like an event. So since I'm here in LA, I think I'm going to go ahead and get it made and wear it to an event. It was so cute and it was so appropriate for her age. And I was just so pleasantly surprised, even. I hate to say surprised, but kind of, I'm just being honest. I was surprised that she didn't go a little bit more out there, because keep in mind, these girls wear costumes every single week that are, you know, we've argued here on the show that some may be inappropriate or whatever, but so she's used to showing some of her skin. So I thought, you know, for her to be going to prom, like, she was going to show a little bit more, but she didn't. She had this long sleeve, beautiful. It was short in the front, like a shirt, and then it went down to the ground as a gown. And then it was like a gold skirt or something. I mean, it was just gorgeous. So anyway, Kayla, I'm probably going to snapshot it, and I'm probably going to have one of these designers that I know recreate it, and then I'll maybe wear it, and then maybe I will take a side-by-side, and hopefully you're flattered. Anyway, I'm going to move on. So Kayla was beautiful for her prom, and I thought it was so sweet of her to say, because my mom didn't get to go to her prom, I'm going to bring her to my prom. I mean, I just had to applaud Kayla, because that was such a mature move and it was so respectful. And I really enjoyed seeing that. So we got a little bit of backstory on her mom, Tina, and her dad, Terrell. And so we know that they've been together since they were 14 years old. And when it was time for prom, Tina didn't bother. She didn't hesitate to put Terrell on blast. Like, listen, I was at home taking care of Kayla and he went. So I thought that was pretty funny. But nonetheless, they were both able to get dressed up. And, you know, I always love to see parents get their little swag back. And so Tina and Terrell got really flossy and really fly. And they were going to the prom with Kayla. So right before they walk out the door, Terrell stopped her. He grabs her. And he's like, hold on, So he grabs the mom, Tina, and he says, you know, he gets down on his knee and he says, everybody knows I've loved you since I was 14 years old. And he just proposes to her, and it was such a beautiful moment. And I'm privileged. I hope you guys feel also privileged that we were able to get that moment on TV and be a part of it, because we love these women, the moms and the dancing dolls. We love them so much. So that was a moment, and it was great. And then they took a few pictures and kind of put it into the episode, that we were able to see that they were having a good time throughout the night. So I thought that was perfect for them. All right, guys. So competition time. And so let's talk about John really quick. John is the coach, and he's also the choreographer for this particular episode of the Infamous Dancerettes. I don't know, like, call me crazy or call me hating, I don't know, say what you want, but I don't like it when other teams study another team so much that they are taking their moves just to show that they can do it better. No, be creative. Think of something on your own. That's how you show that you're better. We don't even need to take your stuff. We go above and beyond. So John admitted that they watched so much of the Dancing Dolls, and they took their this is from one of the previous competitions that they took some of their moves and they went ahead and did it in another competition. And he said, we just wanted to show you that we're able to do it better. Okay, lay off, John, lay off. Come up with your own stuff. But I have to give him props on the other side of the coin. I have to say, he actually took, for this episode, he took the opportunity and worked his girls, the Infamous Dancerettes. And they did such an incredible job. I was able to look at it from just a great standpoint, even though I love my dancing dolls, I love the girls, but I was still able to look at it objectively and say, those girls are dancing their butts off. They were clean, they were precise, they were doing things that we don't usually see within the show during the competitions. We don't get to see moves like that. So I had to give John his props, and he and Miss Diana had a little confrontation. You know, I think that was production, you know, whatever. They had a little confrontation right before everybody went on, and he was just saying, I hope you guys practice, because we've been doing our thing practicing, and we are here to take the competition by storm, and yes, on your own turf. So he was trying to get at her. He was getting at Miss Diana, but she didn't back down. She normally doesn't. She's always down to, you know, get in your face and kind of speak her mind. So I like that about Miss Diana. But so you've got the one of the teams, again, we mentioned that one of the teams wound up getting out of the competition some way, somehow. We don't know what happened to them. Hope the girl who had some reason for leaving, I hope she's okay. But moving on, we got to see Ken Janae do her amazing hip hop dance, and I love the intro. She brought all the dancing dolls to do the intro. I love their outfits. I love the costumes, the whole lime green and the little pants. What do you call them? Harem pants. They were so cute. But the star of that, well, the pre-star was Kobe, of course. I love to see Kobe come in there, and he was up front. He's definitely got Miss Diana's personality, because he was able to be the showrunner in the very front, and everybody loved it. The crowd, of course, went wild, as we did at home. I was sitting there like, go, Kobe, go. He was so cute. So I thought that was a great idea, Miss Diana. Anyway, Ken Janae came out and murdered it. She came out from her stereo. I thought it was amazing. She killed it. I have a newfound respect for her. In comparison to the other teams and their soloists, I thought they were cool, but they definitely didn't bring it like Ken Janae. So I had to give her props there. Now, as far as the stands, let's talk about that real quick. Because when it was time for the dancing dolls, we clearly saw that so many of them were messing up. We saw that Michaela, she just wasn't confident. And of course, Miss Diana was concerned about that. Now, I'm happy she didn't forget anything or whatever, but she didn't bring it. She didn't just bring it like I thought she would, like I was hoping she would. And so because of that, at the very end, we all, of course, get to see that for the stands, they didn't win. DD4L, our dancing dolls did not win. They didn't place number one. And so I was kind of disappointed in that. But our girl, Ken Janae, newly on the scene, but she's been with the Dancing Dolls for quite some time. But she got number one as the soloist, and so I had to give her major props for that because she did an amazing job. And it's hard when you're on a team and everybody's got a name for themselves, like, you know, Christiana and, of course, Kayla and all of these girls. It's hard to kind of go up after that. And but she did her thing, and so I was very, very happy for her for that. And so, of course, you know, Miss Diana was not very happy. She was not pleased with the girls. And she told even Kayla. Kayla was so worried about her prom and everything. You know, life happens. I'm not mad at you, Kayla. You had to take care of your prom and miss a couple of rehearsals. But Miss Diana was not pleased. But she was able to shake it off. And she said, next time, you know, we will be back. And, of course, I hope they murder it next time for the infamous dancerettes, because I don't like them walking away with this win. So, anyway, guys. That was the recap. That was my special little recap of episode 18. I hope that you enjoyed it. We will be back for sure. And we're going to have English back. We're going to have Tony back. We appreciate you guys. Continue to give us, to send us tweets on Twitter. And you can reach me at Robin Ayers on all my social media platforms. And, of course, my website, which is robinayers.com. So until next time, we'll see you guys later. Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.